This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Monday, August 1st. Well, cattle markets were under pressure to end the week, but we did see a nice reversal up in feeder cattle on Friday. But for the week, front month live cattle were down about a buck. Feeder cattle were down right at $3. But on Friday, we opened lower in feeder cattle, actually gap lower, and it ended up reversing higher as the corn market was strong to start the session. And then it started to buckle, closed, you know, unchanged, slightly lower in corn. That added quite a bit of buying support to the feeder cattle market. So cattle futures have generally been pacing sideways for the most part. Cash markets have been a bit weaker. We saw the average Fed trade around 139, which was down 2 on the week. Dress trade was down 3 around 225. But the spread between the north and the south has narrowed up quite a bit over the last couple weeks. In the north, we saw a trade around 138, which is down 4 on the week. Midwest, we saw a trade around 141 to 145, which is anywhere from down 3 to up 1. But again, you know, with the average at 139, we are seeing that spread narrow. It was as much as $10 here just a few weeks ago. So we're getting quite a bit of movement off of pasture. We've been watching that. The auction yards have been talking about the volume of head moving through their rings being significantly higher than last year, and cow slaughter and bull slaughter being over double what it was last year. So clearly we're seeing more herd liquidation going on in the southern and central plains, and that's because of the drought and the heat. So I would imagine placements are going to be massive in July, which keeps numbers on feed up near a record well through the end of the year. So the herd liquidation continues. Heifer retention is all but zero. This just paints a very bullish picture down the road, but getting down that to that point is our challenge. And I kind of thought we would be seeing that by this fall, but maybe not. You know, calves that would have been backgrounded will continue to be backgrounded, I think, across the north. They've had good production, although it's getting pretty hot on them. But at least they've got something to work with as far as a feed grain supply. In the south, you can only buy hay so long. You just run out of money. And I think that is happening. And that's why you see such an exodus off of pasture and into the auction yards. So maybe you have to push back that bullish attitude a few more months. Economy looks okay. A lot of talk about recession. Don't really see it happening all that aggressively. But if it did happen, that would be one more nail in the coffin of trying to get this bull market going. So I think we just have to push it back. You know, it's when it starts to happen, it could be huge. But we're just not there yet. And again, you continue to see massive liquidation, huge cow slaughter, bull slaughter. That just puts a lot of beef on the market. And cold storage can only absorb that at some point too. And we saw in the cold storage report that stocks were up well over 20% over last year. Well, you know, we're slaughtering a lot of animals. We've had record numbers on feed. The packers have done an impressive job of, you know, keeping the numbers moving. And in fact, feedlots have been pushing them out as fast as they can just to try to avoid the heat. But at some point, you know, consumers have to really absorb that at some point. And I think that's a reckoning that's coming down the road. I think what was happening is the packers are trying to get stocks up, hoping that exports would stay strong. And they've resumed here. They've bumped up here over the last couple weeks, which is very positive development. But if you still ultimately need the domestic consumer to step up here. And I think prices still are relatively high, considering that inflation is stoking that already. And, you know, at least gas prices are coming down a little bit, but you're still going to have to absorb it in the domestic market. And I guess my question is, are we going to be able to do that over these next few months, especially right in front of us with the massive cow liquidation? Are you going to get beef prices low enough to really move that product? So we'll just have to see how that evolves. In the box beef market last week, We were pretty much steady on the choice. For the week, we were up one at 269, which was actually up 147 on Friday. So we were back and forth throughout the week on the choice. Select dropped $3 for the week. We settled on Friday at 242. The spread was at 26.99. That picked up about $4 as well. The slaughter rate, 619,000 head last week through Friday. That was up 3,000 on the week and up about 30,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index chopping around as well, but gaining on the week, gaining about $3. We're sitting at 172.31. So even with all the movement off of pasture and, you know, auction yards talking about cash prices being pressured, nationwide, the feeder cattle index is doing just fine. It was, again, up $3 on the week. So at least there's a good, strong market for these calves. There's quite a bit of concern about having enough numbers to fill these feedlots. Feedlot capacity, of course, has been increasing over the last few years, so you want to fill those pens, and you're coming at a time where, you know, herd liquidation has lowered the calf crop for the last 3 or 4 years. We're also watching a couple packing plants being built. You know, we needed that, and we've been needing that for years, but that's going to hit us right about the time you're rebuilding your herds too. That's going to be a struggle for those guys, but in the longer run, it's going to definitely be better for the cash, for the producer. For more competition in the slaughter cattle market and more visibility of cash prices. So hopefully that comes, but it's going to be a while before we see how that materializes. In the short term, I think futures prices hold steady. It looks like the corn market's going to back off here, and I would imagine that the feeder cattle certainly will react positively to that. Live cattle, you know, the cash market's going to be a driver there, and it looks like it's weakening just a bit, but I don't see this really falling apart in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.